Class is now in session. And the UPS Store is here to help you ace arriving on campus. Our certified packing experts can pack everything you need, from desktops to decor. Plus, when you pack and ship with us, you get our exclusive pack and ship guarantee. Your items arrive safe or your money back. Restrictions and limitations apply. To get a 20% off packing coupon and for full details, visit theupsstore.com/packing.
There's a lot of pressure to wear the right clothes for every situation, but the clothes don't make the man. With Mack Weldon, you can build a wardrobe that looks polished in any setting and tells the world you stay you wherever you go. Go to MackWeldon.com and get 25% off your first order of $125 or more with promo code MACK25. That's MACKWELDON.com. Promo code MACK25.
Merry Christmas, officially. Some go, I had my tree up before Thanksgiving, I'll be honest. But it's we're full-fledged December Christmas time. Is your tree up? You doing a tree? You doing lights on the house? What's the breakdown?
We have the tree up. You know, last year we were annoyingly in Australia and New Zealand.
I know. I put a
during December.
We didn't do Christmas lights on the house. I just put a sign that said, "Sorry, in Australia." And I think all my neighbors were like, "We get it."
Yeah, you just put a like a kangaroo figurine. Everyone else did reindeer.
Australia. Yeah. Yeah. With a kangaroo.
I put a kangaroo in Christmas lights.
Holding tickets to my show. And then everyone thought, like, oh, this is so cute.
No, I came back from, I went on that hunting trip a couple weekends ago. When I got back from that, Rachel had really done a number on the house in a very festive way. It was just Christmas. So the tree was up. Our normal rug in the living room was not like a normal rug. It was a Christmas rug. Decor is up on the shelves, in the nooks, in the crannies.
She's big. So, she's big on it.
I guess so.
The rug.
This is our first Christmas, not in Australia, during the December. So I'm learning.
You're helping. You have to, like, Rachel, remember Christmas. It's cold.
Hey, you can't go outside in those shorts. We're not in Australia this time. Oh,
you show
my
up to
gosh.
The Christmas party in a bathing suit. Wait, is this not a pool party? I'm usually in
Australia.
Sorry,
last year I was in the southern hemisphere. It's opposite.
Bondi Beach. Have you heard of that?
That was one of them that we went to.
The Bondi Bowl's coming soon. That's kind of why I did it.
Yes.
It was market research.
Yep, I just had to go look. And yeah, I would say the next time we're in Australia is probably right around the time Bondi Bowls ever opens up.
Great. All right, look forward to it.
Both maybe happen the next 10 years.
We got a great episode today. We're talking Christmas, all sorts of stuff. And hey, here's a few. You need gifts for Christmas, right? I'm on tour. Madison, Wisconsin, almost sold out. TreyKeene.com/tour. Get your Friday pickleball paddles. We have so many sponsors now. And we get some Basic Sellers wine. Hey, least you could do.
Hey,
support us and then support your family and friends with cool gifts.
Drink a little. Play a little pickleball.
A wine pickleball pairing makes a ton of sense.
No, that's one's not having fun.
Yeah, you're like, let's go play pickle and then come out and have a glass of wine.
Yeah.
It's the ultimate Caucasian experience.
Yep, it is.
I think.
And then go to Madison, Wisconsin. Also very white.
Whoa. All right, there it is. Let's do it. Roll music.
Correct opinion.
It's the time to buy people things. So I have an option for you. BasicSellers.com. You guys have heard all about it. I'm loving the wine. It's wine drinking season too. Get a nice red. Share with the family. Maybe you like white. I don't know. And you can get it right now. BasicSellers.com. I appreciate you guys. The subscription's popping. So many of you have signed up to get a BBL. Join the BBL club.
You gotta.
Basic bottle lovers. So sign up. BasicSellers.com. Thank you guys for all the support. Get it. It's a perfect gift for these holiday seasons when you don't know what else to get somebody. All right? BasicSellers.com.
It's Cyber Wednesday, everyone.
Oh, I mean, almost missed it.
Yep. America's best holiday. If you love capitalism like I do, then spend some money, but not too much. We're running a Cyber Monday deal. Oh, look at Trey. Got a little lavender
purple
haze over there.
Lavender haze.
Purple. You were thinking Jimi Hendrix. We did a collaboration with him earlier, but it went south. Anyway, we got Black Friday deals, Cyber Monday deals. Everything's like 30 to 40% off right now. And we just launched bags. I don't have them with me, but it's this color scheme. So if you like America, it would be inappropriate of you not to buy one. Mm-hmm. For the pickleball loving friend in your life, FridayPickle.com. You know, I got a cousin in cool. Meds. Yeah. What's up? How's your family?
Ever attracted to her?
a male, but still kind of. No, he's in med school up in Madison. Should I tell him to go to your show, or is it kind of like I'm working on some stuff?
Don't tell him to come.
Okay,
you see it. Oh, speaking of which, I recorded. I'm finally getting around. I'm always writing, jotting down ideas, but I'm trying to actually get down and really, really like word for word write a few new bits. I mean, I'm always doing that, specifically the musical stuff, because it's always fun to write the music bits.
I kind of forget about that. I know. You have to write songs too.
So I know. It's kind of like, could I stop, or I've laid a foundation where they're like, well, you got to come see this Trey guy. He sings. And then if I don't, they're like, I swear he usually does. I kind of have to.
You got
to. Which I want to, it's fun. And so I sent Alan the first few run throughs, and he was like, all right, I'll get to work. But on the Patreon today, I'll reveal what I recorded.
That'd be
and
fun.
And I haven't, you know, when you're writing and you're sitting there like, dude, yes, ideas are flowing. And then you review it maybe the next day.
You sleep
and
on it.
Like, oh my goodness. I should never show anyone this.
Is this what I was excited about? Maybe there's a different note.
So I have that, fired it off, just sent it to Alan. And I've not even listened back yet. So we'll do it on the Patreon.
What's the theme? What's the song about?
Quick little ditty. One's about babysitters.
Oh, fun. Good idea.
And the pain men feel trying to communicate with them. And Derek, do you get it?
1,000%. Yep.
And then the other's about how your wife picks out your outfits for family photo shoots.
Oh, okay.
Okay, those are some experiences, yeah.
Very fun. Yeah, y'all got to check out the Patreon. Last week, we all four of us together helped Trey write a joke for Good Morning America, yeah. Which is a wild sentence. We all worked on it.
I guess when this is coming out, yeah, I will have been on there and said it.
So. Oh, yeah, I guess it came out yesterday.
So we'll talk about how it went on a future episode. And thanks for all the support on the Patreon. Really super supportive, lets us keep this pod going strong and just let y'all in on what we're doing.
Yeah, check it out. It's another bonus episode. Last week, Katie said antidote instead of anecdote. That was also a great,
that was
great moment.
Katie not here, but we're squeezing all this in. It's busy holidays. Thank you, Derek showed. Just confirm. Yep, that's where she usually is. She's being a mom. All right, I want to talk Christmas traditions stuff. This came to my head. And if you have any kids listening, how many people listen with tiny kids who believe in Santa?
I'd say 7% of our listeners do. So
pause, skip ahead, go.
Skip ahead four,
5 minutes.
5 minutes.
But I want to hear how your Santa experience and how you came to uncover the truth.
I don't think I have a good story. I think just in the time I matured from, I don't know, from 8 to 9, I spent those 12 months studying, learning, asking around.
You're starting to.
And I feel like I became woke and I was like, something's up. And I think somewhere I showed a lot of growth in whatever that year was. My hands are like Trump right now.
Yeah, right.
A lot of growth.
There's a lie. They lie. Liars, my parents. This man, it's unbelievable. He could never deliver.
One of the smartest 8-year-olds.
One of the smartest. 8 to 9 is a sweet spot, I think.
It was probably somewhere in there.
Were you one of the first of your friends, last? Were you kind of a Santa apologist? Or I remember being at school arguing with kids like, dude, he's real. I'm sick of hearing this out of you.
Yeah. I think I was somewhat early on. Gifted program. It would be a tarnish on my reputation if I was late to this discovery. But I also didn't have any older siblings. So, you know, I'm doing this on my own. I'm trying to ask some of the kids who have older siblings. But I don't remember the moment when it clicked, but I was always very logical. And I think I had trouble with like, that's a lot of chimneys. I just don't see how. And why down the chimney? Just the front door.
There's an apartment. I have a friend. I have a friend without a fireplace. So tell me what happens.
I bet I was very annoying as a 6-year-old. It's like, all right, Dad, walk me through again one more time. Duplexes. What did you say yesterday?
Right, duplexes.
I'm sure I was very. And so this naughty list. This is universal. How is this different? So Santa's omniscient, like God. I'm sure my dad was like, forget it. He's. I made it all up.
Just forget it. Gosh.
Jeez. What about you?
I remember vividly a lot of stuff. Yeah, we went to the mall to always see him. Did you do that?
Yep.
Okay, that was pretty exciting.
It was kind of scarring, or just kind of like, don't meet your heroes kind of thing.
Maybe
like,
a little bit.
This is him, huh?
This is it.
I kind of liked him more magical than real.
You ever see an off-season Santa? That messed with me pretty good.
Like a guy who just looks exactly
just
like
a
Santa.
Big fat guy with a white beard in like June. And I'm like, what?
Where? Off-season
What's
Santa.
What's he doing? Is yeah. he on vacation? That one confused me. But I had a cousin my age and a sister a year younger. So we were three buddies.
Okay.
We're all fired up. We're all in. Your streak keep coming. I, even more than them, starting to kind of be like, what's going on here? Mm-hmm. So you almost, now I start testing it, right? I say, okay, I see we set out the cookies. We come downstairs. He takes a bite of the couple of the cookies. I'm always thinking like, why doesn't he finish the cookies? He's this big, fat, jolly man. You know, that feels a little, I would love to picture my parents just 6 a.m. Like, God, do I have to eat the cookie at 6 a.m.?
Gosh, just throw it in the trash at the bottom so he doesn't see it.
And then I think there was one year I started to really get some doubts. And so we left Santa a letter. We're like, okay. I was like, hey, why don't we leave him a letter? And, you know, Santa obviously, he loves us, right? He's not going to blow us off. He'll write back. So we come down. We got a letter back. And we're kind of reading through it. My cousin's like, that looks like my daddy's handwriting.
Wow.
And I was like, is this done? And they're like, well, your uncle, Santa's so busy doing the toys, he just kind of wrote it down for him. He was a scribe, apparently. And I was starting to be like, huh.
Is this like how they did it in the Bible, where it's like God's words, but Peter wrote it?
Right. And I'd have to bring this up with my mom when I see her. I vaguely remember a moment where I'm probably, like you said, very annoying, just on and on. Well, so he really didn't have time to write it. He really...
That's a lot of milk in one night.
You guys all hung out with Santa, and he ate cookie, and I'm always like, okay, yeah, he's not real. Fine, just do not tell your sister and your cousin.
And so she told you individually.
Because I was like, really going on. And there was a single Christmas where I knew and they didn't know, and that was entertaining for me.
Wow, and you kept your mouth shut.
Well, I just felt better than them the whole time.
That's hard to do.
Look at these fools.
Derek, how's it going in your house right now?
My oldest, she's in kindergarten, and she's asking some tough questions already. She did ask yesterday, so how does he visit every house in the world? So she's already, because we did a long road trip, so I think she's picturing every house that we passed being like, I mean, one night.
The mind of a five-year-old, you go on a car ride, and she's just counting another house.
So many roofs.
It's taking us 10 hours to go through all these houses.
I did have a cousin who was way late to it that we had to like kind of pamper. I don't know if you guys had a relative that was like
too late. You're like, you gotta tell her, dude. You gotta tell her. She's 14.
I think it was like seventh grade and not even like on the spectrum or anything like that.
Yeah, just a believer, man.
Perfect in every way, but believes in flying deer. I don't know.
I love how often people go reindeer. Yeah. Can you believe I thought reindeer were real? Yeah. Like, those are for sure real. They just don't fly through the air, right?
Yeah. There's probably parts of the world that have those in zoo. Mm-hmm. They like them so much.
They eat them.
Mm-hmm. Cook them up.
Reindeer steak.
For some reason, I never had any problem with the flying reindeer. I was like, that I'm good with. It's the Santa
that
piece.
Out.
Yeah, that I can't.
Every house. Yeah, it's good times. And what traditions did you have that maybe were peculiar? Do you keep going?
Here's the only one I can think of. So all of our traditions were just like family oriented. Like it's always like grandma and grandpa's house on Christmas Day, this house, Christmas Day, like we spend it all together. But grandma and grandpa's house was super small. So it's like all of us kids in one room. And I remember we would get playing hide and seek in that one room. So if it was your turn to seek, you would stand outside the door while I hid inside the small
like
room.
10 of you in a room hiding.
I mean, there was like two or three of us, but still you could only hide under the bed or in the closet. And we would just copy and paste
Found
that
you.
Over and over. Every night you'd get crazy and you'd go behind the door that they just opened. And that would make it last about 15 seconds longer. Yeah. But yeah, just hide and seek in one room over and over was really fun.
Like Anne Frank stuff.
It was a little bit. It might've been when I was learning about it. I was older. And I remember one other tradition was my grandma would read me and my sister and our cousin the same like book every year on Christmas Eve. And I remember one year she's like, I can read you something else. I was like, you read that train book. Mess with it.
Hey, don't mess with the juju. Oh, yeah. I feel like I broke mom's heart when we watched the Jim Carrey Grinch every year.
Oh, yeah.
And I was like, we finally had a time to settle in and watch a movie. I was like, do we have to watch this for the 39th time? Can we watch? She was like, oh, my God.
You don't like our traditions?
We have to watch it. And, you know, I say, deal. Let's watch it every year. I'm fine. Oh, we like to, in the, this has changed, right? But this will happen again with the kids. We had the big Santa gift. Okay, Santa stockings, pause for breakfast, go back to gifts.
Which That's was what so you guys cool. do.
Yeah, like, what, let's just keep it moving. But that we did that because we have to get nourished and fuel up for a seven-hour gift opening
Oh, I was going to say, I was
it
like,
was so painful, one at a time. What, yep. 15 people, five gifts, one, two, three. Oh, my God. And then you got people, yeah, just rip it open. It would take their time. Do you have a knife? Do you have a
wow,
knife?
This is.
Pull it up. Show
Where'd
it.
Where'd you get
show
this
everyone,
wrapping paper?
Pass it around. Pass it. Oh, cologne. Everyone smell it. Everyone smell it. Oh, my God.
Ooh, these candles. Here, you take this candle. You take this candle. Pass them around.
And it's just nice to become an adult. Do you feel this way about certain traits of your personality where you become an adult and you go, you know what? No, I wasn't being a bad kid. This is just, I still want to behave this way. Like where I'd be like, okay, yeah, here's my gift. Everyone see it? Next. And they'd be like, hey, you gotta slow down. Why?
Try it
for
on
what?
For us. Stand up. Show it off.
Why? Shirt. Look. Next. And now I still do that now. And I go, no, you guys are crazy. You made me think I was some punk kid. Still want to do that. Unwrap. Look. Next.
Yeah. Especially when it's something you knew you were getting, like NBA Live every Christmas. That's what I asked for. Cool. Got it.
Call of Duty comes out the week before my birthday every year.
Yep.
Shocker. Okay, can I go murder people now?
Yeah, because that's all you really want to do. Get this over with. I just got a brand new video game. I want to play this desperately. NBA Live just came out with a slam dunk competition in the game. This is the first time for this.
Yeah, if you really want to play that game, Grammy, she's like, everyone look at my shirt. Look, I'm going to hold it up.
Smell my candle.
Do a spin. All right, let's play that game. Here's my Call of Duty game. Pause. Let me load up the game. Everyone's going to watch me play a game.
We're playing Nazi
zombies,
Grandma.
We're playing zombies. Let's test it out. I'm testing out the game. Give me 5 minutes. Oh, I got a ray gun. It's going to be a while.
Hey, I just pack a punched a ray gun, Grandma. I'd say you got more time on the grill.
Yeah. You really want to play that? No. Keep it moving, man.
What percentage of Christmas are you like getting your traditions versus Katie's? Is it are we down, right down the middle mixing them?
Katie, does she have? This might not be a shock to anyone. I don't think they have any traditions or any plans, or organization of any kind. Again, they're just a big like they could. One year they'd be like, let's all up at the same time. The next year be like, hey, should we do it different? They're like, yeah, sure. We don't care. They're more that. And my family's more like,
we started this. We're doing this. Don't mess with this like tradition.
We're going home for the holidays and it's like a military camp. Like, here's the schedule.
You salute.
Yeah.
You walk in.
I mean, Thanksgiving we just had and it's like, it's just Plan B, type B versus type A families. Katie, you go home, cook. Oh, he's like, I could be like, hey, I'm going to bring home, Jake got me some extra pheasant. Let's just have that instead of turkey. And they'd be like, sure.
Oh my God.
Oh, if you want. Yeah. And my parents would be like, how about you just don't come back at all? That's not what we do. And the Thanksgiving, it was like, all right, we got this new plan. Grammy used to do everything. She passed. We're going to figure out this new plan. Trey, you make the turkey. Okay. Okay. She said, actually, we got word. Uncle's going to make the turkey. You make this or whatever. I said, you know what? Do we have this? I'm going to make three dishes. My mom's like, that's too many dishes. We don't have that much oven space. I'm like, okay, I don't know. It's just it's a whole very intense plan versus there's really no plan at all. The other one, it'd be like, hey, we're going to open gifts at 11 a.m. Two of the brothers are still asleep, so we'll just do it with them next year. And they're like, whatever. Versus me, I'm like up at 8. Come on, let's do it.
And is it you who's doing you have a Christmas like very soon that you're celebrating with like someone's family?
We did it for Thanksgiving.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, so that's the new wave as well, because we all say Thanksgiving with my family, Christmas with Katie's family. Then we switch the next year.
Yeah.
So then it was kind of, like, all right, Trey, it's your year to do Christmas with Katie's family. When are you going to see us for Christmas? I'm like, I'm not, because I'm going to be there, right?
Yeah.
And so they're like, okay, well, when we're here for Thanksgiving, we're right into it. Thanksgiving Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Christmas.
Man, that's so soon. Mm-hmm. Derek, do you have like the early Christmas with two families?
We did, but then, so Becca, they always open gifts on Christmas Eve. They're that family.
Oh, I remember like you saying that before, yeah.
Church service, they open gifts, and then Christmas morning they drive to grandma's house. But
I see,
but
I
no
see.
Gifts
and no grandma anymore. Mm. Wait, what are we talking about?
So, guys, surprise! Whoa, that's a huge gift. That's the cask. And it's a package that cannot be opened. Well, we'll unwrap it and you'll see. It's a beautiful casket.
Yeah. It's a closed casket, so I mean, it's fine.
Yeah.
Pop in there. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Hey, kids, you know how we opened all of our gifts last night and there's nothing today? There's also no grandma today either, guys. Mm-hmm. So it was already going to be sad anyway. Layer it up.
We thought we'd, you know, Christmas was such a fun day. We thought we'd balance, you know, you'd want to receive such hard news on such a beautiful day. And then it's just kind of a normal day.
And then it cancels. Evens out.
So who wants to open the stockings?
Wow. Yeah. So no gifts on Christmas. No,
Becca's family didn't do Santa either. So, but we are a Santa family.
You are a Santa family.
But Leah, my oldest, is trying to ruin that at the same time. So,
right. What was, because I am curious. All of a sudden you start realizing I'm reading my son like, it was the night before Christmas and Santa's doing this. I'm like, all right, okay. Well, I guess we're doing the Santa thing.
Guess we're in it.
And there's a little bit of like, be a lot of effort to not do the Santa thing.
That's what I was going
to
say. Like, you would have to.
I think that's why so many parents do it. All of a sudden, it's like they hear from a friend and a book and a show, and you're like, all right, I don't care.
Yeah, and the guy's been around hundreds of years. No controversies, no deleted tweets. I mean, he's a good role model.
Kids don't know anything. We lie to him all the time anyway. Thomas, I'm pretty sure, thinks we're brother and sister. I mean, he doesn't know what's going on, so might as well add a fun, jolly fat guy. Why didn't your... Do you know the reasoning behind your wife's family's decision? Or
they're very traditional Lutherans, but Lutherans aren't anti-Santa. I just think that they really wanted the focus to be...
I got you these gifts.
I got you these gifts. Jesus. Yeah. No need to...
So with my family, Santa was the biggest gift. Our compromise is Santa's the smallest gift.
Got it. Is Santa even a bad gift? Is she like, we'll do Santa, but she
honestly,
brings bad
year,
stuff?
Kind of.
Yeah. Kids are like, can we be done with Santa? Can he skip our house?
Santa got me socks. That's not even what I asked for.
That's the funniest part at school when you're like, oh my gosh, guys, Santa's here. Are you so pumped? Santa brought me a freaking, I don't know, what do the kids want these days? He brought me a full-blown new computer set for Fortnite.
Yeah, yeah, gaming like, setup.
And Derek's kids are like, he brought me socks? What's the deal? Why am I on the naughty list? What is this?
Santa's kind of mid. That's what they're going to be saying. Yeah. No Santa for Becca. Good for her.
We're going to go see the Bass Pro Santa soon.
Is that where Santa's at?
Yes. Yeah.
Ooh.
Yeah. I was in a Bass Pro recently. It's awesome.
Yes.
Yep.
Maybe I'm just a hunter now. Maybe that's it. But man, Bass Pro is really cool.
Mm-hmm.
I like it.
The aquarium's unbelievable.
There's a lot to look at. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I mean, I get it. If you're someone of any age would be enthralled by a Bass Pro.
The European mind could never comprehend. It's an amazing place.
I had a guy like ask if I needed any help, which I didn't, but it was Bass Pro. And so I talked to him for 10 minutes. It was awesome. We talked about propane and kerosene and all sorts of other stuff that I could barely keep up in. It was awesome.
I went to a Shields in just outside of Iowa City recently. And that was like stepping into a time machine because it was in a mall, but the mall was packed and like bumping. Like,
really?
You go to a mall around Kansas City, you know, they're all dead no matter what.
Yeah.
In Iowa City, it was like you went back to 2006. The same stores, but there were a lot of people.
I know.
Wow.
My kids got to experience what I grew up
with. Like Radio Shack is popping. Yeah. You're like, what's happening in Iowa City?
Part of me wishes we could go back to the poppin' mall days. We'll run around with your mom, helping her. Mm. Yeah, if you're good, you're going to get a whatever.
Annie Ann's. Yeah. Annie Ann's at the end. Cinnabon at the end.
That's nice.
I am glad that I took advantage of Black Friday when it was the real Black Friday. Like I would go, I didn't have any money, but I would go and I would just like enjoy capitalism and just walk around.
You guys both did the big Black Friday.
I worked at Best Buy during those days. So
I would go and see Derek.
But yeah.
Unknowingly.
I remember I never did that, sadly. I think there was one time I was close. I had a brand deal opportunity back on Vine days where I don't think it worked out in terms of like it maybe fell through or wasn't enough money or something. But they wanted me to like go through Best Buy, go through the line and like mess with people and do content.
Like a man on the street.
So obviously I think it was even like Thursday night. You know, as obviously Black Friday kept getting moved up, and I was like, Mom, I'm going to have to leave Thanksgiving. But there's no, I could have said, Mom, they're going to pay me $1 million. She would have been like, I don't care.
Well, you need to stand for your values.
Stay here, yeah. It's not all about money.
Yeah.
And I didn't go.
I did have to leave Thanksgiving early one time. I was...
For work?
Yep, for Best Buy. Yeah. Wow.
For Best Buy. See, look at us.
People love Best Buy on Thanksgiving.
Mm-hmm. Dang. Yeah, you just got the short end of the stick, or do they pay you more to work the Black Friday shift?
You got time and a half, but all right. I mean, it was literally the worst. Like,
I imagine.
Sorry to hear that.
I'm sorry, Derek.
Appreciate it, guys.
Speaking of customer service, let's get to some content. Did you see Spirit Airlines declare bankruptcy?
Did they really?
You seem surprised.
I did not know that.
I know. Isn't it one of the... That seems like an all-time, like... Yeah, wasn't... Are they doing okay? Like, did anyone think they were doing well?
Yeah, it didn't seem like it. But also, they were nickel and diming people so often that I thought maybe they were making money.
I mean, I'd just never seen such a bad brand reputation. They're the butt of so many jokes. They're like the Nickelback of airlines. Click on this clip here.
Got it.
I thought this was... Could you imagine checking in to your flight and witnessing this from...
Don't play with me. Do not play with me. Do not play with me because I'm not the one nor the two. You're not the one or the two. Let's go. You ain't got to go.
Wait, listen.
You ain't going to do nothing.
I just need my ticket.
Like I said, keep my name out your mouth.
I said, I just need my ticket.
It's always in yours for some reason.
No, some reason. Get out of here. Get out of here. Get out of here before I slap the
out. Oh, my gosh.
Try me.
You think you're fucking up?
I'm not trying. Try me, Tanzika. I mean, I'm drop-kicking your out of here, you dirty. Yes, you are.
Okay, it just gets worse. Did you hear that on the camera? She goes, I just need my ticket.
That's awesome.
I'm going to start saying that, though. I'm not the one nor the two.
I'm not the one or the two.
I'm not the one nor the two. That's funny.
They knew and how to talk trash.
Black people are so good at it. They come up with those cool little sayings like that. Like, isn't that so good? Because a classic, you go, hey, man, you don't want to mess with me. You know, I'm not the one you want to mess with. And then you say, I'm not the one or the two. That's so cool. I saw another clip, a guy, a black dude talking trash. He goes, I'm one of them ones. I'm one of them ones. And they both make sense to me. I'm not the one, but also I am one of the ones. And I think it's really cool to talk. And she said, I'm not the one nor the two. And she also said, you're not the one nor the two.
Yeah.
And to me, it all made sense. And it was a great trash talk.
It was just good. I don't know how they think of all that in the moment. That's the kind of stuff you think about later. And
it's
like,
quick.
I should have said this. Why is my name always in your mouth? And she's like, try me. And it's just good back and forth.
It is great back and forth.
I can't believe they're bankrupt.
Spirit. How do they keep pulling off these moments? These Spirit Airlines, planes dropping in the sky. Their customers are fighting. Their employees are fighting.
I wonder what's going to happen. Because does this mean that someone else is going to take their spot? Like there's always going to be a market for like a budget airline that treats you poorly. And
I think so. Greyhound of the sky.
Yeah, it's too bad.
Spirit could just start maybe extraditing or something like that. Like, they're already government funded. Maybe they could just help people move cargo or...
Yeah.
I don't know. But
they've got the planes.
Southwest is trying to up the game a little bit. They're no longer open seating.
Yep.
Coming soon. Bigger seats, premium seating.
It's going to be really fun.
I think so. I am kind of over... I like having the assigned seat.
Yeah.
It's just tough. You have to get there that early and fight over a seat.
And when I'm on a seated airline, I don't feel like I need to board when it's my time to board. I'm like, oh, I have a seat.
Right.
Who cares if I missed boarding group five? It's
and
all good.
Those special times where you travel with friends Southwest is so stressful because one or two buddies are like, dude, oh, I forgot I'm C-17.
Yeah.
And you're like... Yeah, you expect me? I gotta save your seat for 20 minutes, fighting for my life. You sitting there, so I'm saving a seat. It's very stressful.
Yeah, I can't remember if I talked about this on the podcast or not. But on my flight to South Dakota, of course, someone asked me like, "Hey, would you mind switching me seats for my husband?" I'm like, "Of course, it's always me. I just have a face that says I can't be walked all over." But once I switch, and then the flight attendant was like, "Were you the one who switched for them?" I was like, yeah, I was. She's like, thank you so much. That was so nice of you. A little patronizing. Mm-hmm. And then it was confirmed.
You are such a cool, strong guy.
It was confirmed when she said, I want to get you something. I would get you a free drink, but I don't think you're old enough. This is like 2 weeks ago. I was like, Oh,
wow.
It was in the morning, so I didn't mind. But yeah. It's like I wasn't going to drink anything anyway. But
that still doesn't feel good to you. At what point are you going to feel? I guess it's too young, right? If she was like, what are you, 25? You might feel good.
Mm-hmm.
She's like, can you drive yet? You're like, well, that's offensive.
Yeah, I guess it wasn't all bad. It was just very shocking. It's like, you're off by 13 years. But thanks for being so proud of me for switching seats.
Thank you.
It was really nice.
She's like, yeah, you look hungry. Would you like to breastfeed? You look like you're zero.
I can make an announcement and see if anyone's got any.
There's
got
to be some nursing mamas. Be happy to help.
You let me know.
You let me know because you're such a nice boy.
Oh, how young are you? I can see if there's an umbilical cord. Mm-hmm. You little fetus. Good job.
Good job, you fetus.
Good job switching seats, fetus.
Wow. I got more content for us.
Let's keep it going.
We did this. There was a cart girl video several episodes back. I came across another one.
Great.
That had a lot of views. And let's go in blind to this one. I'm excited. There's nothing quite like women capturing desperate men doing their best to be Riz gods. Let's see if he rizzes her up.
Not hey, true. Turn up. Was I was training her, actually.
Oh, really?
That's not my boss.
Shit, maybe you can train me.
Yeah? I think you could use a little training.
I didn't even want
the... I know, then why'd you get it? Interesting.
Oh. We need to exchange phone numbers.
I don't know.
You're
recording
me?
This is for my TikToks. No, I'm not recording
you.
Oh,
can I?
Huh?
Can I hop in it?
You want to be
in
a TikTok?
I'm famous.
So am I.
Oh!
Not a lot. I'm just kidding. I have 52.
Bet you I got more.
52,000. You probably do have more.
I had a lot, but I got deleted.
Oh!
Why?
For doing scratchers on TikTok.
Oh,
and it's illegal to gamble.
Really?
Don't do that.
No, I just do car girl content.
Hey.
I got some good content earlier.
Oh, that was the whole time? That's good.
Yeah.
I'm cool with it.
Yeah, do you want to say hi? Say hi to the TikTok community?
I'm a little nervous. That gets around.
I cannot wait to see his face. Is he going to show him?
That is so crazy. I was just off the top of the head.
I watched back. I was like, wow, this is going to make for great content.
Yeah. It's going to make even better content when you
the
come
Betty,
over.
The Betty
Oh
my God, the Betty Crocker comment had me dead.
Yeah, I don't like this.
That was posted. Good. It's PG so, for, it's the, like, for the app.
PG something.
Bro,
yeah,
just zero patience. Like, talk to her for a minute.
See these TikToks, see how big these bad boys are.
What?
Oh my gosh, yeah. Good old TikTok.
Just work a lot.
She's being so polite.
Oh, you just work a lot.
I'm
what
a
do
construction
you do?
Company.
Okay, that's fair. I've heard that one before. It's not for my number. He has to prove something.
I'm gonna prove something. Oh, I'm gonna prove something right now. Well, you should be giving him your number anyway.
Wow. Oh, I would never date a guy who flirts with a car girl like this. Are you kidding? Okay.
Some people think I'm a mushroom because I'm such a fun guy.
Oh,
that wasn't that good, but look.
Okay, well, now I don't like her for laughing.
Oh, okay. Follow me.
Just pull it up so I can block you.
Perfect.
Nice.
What is this dialogue?
Enjoy.
Cool, thank you. You golf too?
No.
Yeah.
You can teach me.
Yeah, what? I got.
Okay, she's kind of flirting back.
All right.
Right? Can she play with us? Can she play with us? You're on content. Oh,
God. All right, that's enough. That's enough. Yeah, you know what?
I don't like either of them.
He is more in the wrong and grosser, but it's a very, very classic girl move to be like, oh my God, why do they keep talking to me?
Wow.
Isn't this so gross that they talk to me like this and then flirt back and then
I could
like,
train you.
Stop.
You could
Isn't
give me golf
so
lessons.
Creepy and gross. That's annoying.
People call me a mushroom because I'm a fun guy. Oh my gosh, stop.
He really
oh.
It's like the classic negging where you're kind of like, oh, I'm gonna like pick on her, be mean to her, but he's
yeah.
just really bad at it. So you're just like,
yeah, pull up your TikTok so I can block you.
Or just the lack of so many guys, they can't, you know, talk to her for 5 minutes and then maybe ask if she's going to talk to you and then ask for the number. Within 45 seconds, he's like, give me your number.
Hey, we should.
45 seconds later, come over.
This is where we exchange numbers. I'll prove you something. Look how big my hands are.
Come over.
I'll show you later when you come over. I have a construction company. I lay the pipe.
TikTok famous. I'm a TikTok famous. I have so many followers. I got banned. I
don't, do scratchers. Don't do scratchers. You're TikTok. Scratchers.
You do TikTok. Yeah, I gamble. I go to a company. I come over. What's your number? That was within 90 seconds.
No
easy,
patience.
Man. Easy.
He was out of breath, too, or very anxious.
Yeah,
he was. I can tell the type of golfer he is, too. That guy has a short fuse. No patience.
Have you ever once heard of a love story starting? She's like, she was a cart girl.
I was hitting on her a lot. My friends kept telling me to stop, and I was like, no.
No, I have a feeling. I'm just going to keep going. I was just bullied her. I was really, really aggressive and arrogant. Just kept talking to her, and she broke down, and we hung out.
Have you
been married 8 years?
Have you seen Parks and Rec, the show?
Some. I haven't really watched
it. I've never ever watched it, but Rachel has seen it, loves it, is making me watch it now. We're watching it together. I really like it, but Aziz Ansari's character, I just watched an episode a couple nights ago. He was like, my three favorite words wore me down. <'Cause> a girl was like, fine, I'll go on a date with you. Yeah. You wore me down. He's like, I love those three little words. Wore me down.
That's the game. You wore me down.
Fine.
You know, some guys have to have that game. You just gotta persistence.
Yeah.
Oh my gosh. I just can't. What a strange world we live in where it's just all normal. Like, oh, you have TikTok? I have TikTok. I have followers. You do? What's this? I'm doing cart girl content. And then she's almost probably keeping it going because she's like, well, this is content. It could go well. I could make some money off this. We all live in a fake world.
It's so interesting. You could do a thesis on that video. He was like, oh, I'll be in your video. Or wait, no, you're...
He at least had the presence of mind to not get in the video. You have to give him a little bit of props.
Yes, he was
that.
Like, wait, this actually is not
good. He's like, wait,
good.
I've already kind of made a fool of myself.
What if I show you my hand?
Maybe I'll just double down and make it a bit. That was some good presence of mind because I've thought of that as people video more and more and more all the time. And I think, man, when am I going to get caught in a bad moment?
Mm-hmm.
You know, I'm having an altercation with a guy at TSA for the airport. Someone's recording across the way. Is that TikTok guy losing it on the? And then everyone's
wait,
like,
no,
wow.
That's not him. His hair looks weird.
Oh, that's right. Oh, someone sent me this that I was bummed about. Google Derek, pull up Caitlin Clark's boyfriend.
Oh, okay.
Now I'm getting tagged in this all the time.
He's a white guy with a beard.
Yeah.
Caitlin Clark boyfriend Democrat is the first thing that comes up. So
that's funny. Why are people worried about that? Isn't that amazing? Caitlin Clark's boyfriend,
how
Democrat
does he vote?
Or Republican. We need to know it.
Here, that's just my search.
all right, let's see. Look at that. What do you think?
Oh. Well, definitely a less attractive version of you.
Thank you. I kind of look like her, too.
I mean, there is a resemblance. I think if he was photographed at a decent angle and had a hat on.
Let's see another. Okay. Oh,
so, hat on. I think throws it a little less.
Okay, maybe.
Yeah, let's see what else we got.
We could find one.
Black and white. Is that doing it?
Mm.
Show us the Democrat pictures. I'm just kidding. Huh? Yeah, I don't know. He actually never really looks that much like you. Actually,
thank
in these
you.
Pictures.
Would you date Caitlin Clark?
No.
Okay.
You?
No. Good chat. Man, she can shoot it.
That's what every, just like, oh, there you go a little bit.
Well, let's see what the results are for Democrats. Is he Democrat or Republican?
Caitlin Clark's boyfriend taking heat for political decision.
Political choice.
Whoa, Spanish cookies.
Spanish cookies.
Oh, comida.
Is he Democrat or Republican?
It was
tough to know.
Supports makes it clear. Dot, dot, dot. Oh,
he showed support for Michelle Obama's speech. And people are like, wait a second. Isn't that funny?
Caitlin Clark's boyfriend, though. People were just tagging you like, hey, didn't know you were dating Caitlin Clark.
It's like a funny video of him like at a courtside game with her and another girl. And someone kept tagging me saying, I apologize. I wasn't familiar with your game. She's a funny meme. Yeah. Me hanging out with Caitlin. Shout out Caitlin Clark.
Should we react to some other content?
Please.
I was hoping Katie could be here today.
What is this? Pelvic floor content?
Yeah, I found some pelvic floor content. And when I say I found, it was shown to me. I didn't ask
for it.
Let me
see. Let's see how available she is. I'm going to send it. I'll say, watch this and call me.
I don't know what to make of it.
Okay, play it, Derek.
I honestly don't even know what a pelvic floor is, but I think it has something to do with
pelvic floor muscle training.
Pregnancy, I think.
Which, good for you having this algorithm. You're pro woman. You're pro pelvic floor.
It's a shocking first 2 seconds.
Okay.
So I don't know what the colored fluid is. It looks like transmission fluid. I think that's...
Yeah, they're just refilling the transmission. I mean, this is...
I honestly don't really...
You gotta see this to believe it. Go to the YouTube if you don't know or see it. They're...
I don't know what kind of leggings those are either.
Pelvic floor training. They've got a tube going to their leggings. It looks like they're... Why is it... Is it lean? Is that perp drink? Is that something?
Why, yeah. Grape soda is going through a straw up and down while they kind of lean over and do these exercises. It's hard to explain.
Yeah.
Someone said,
is that Fabuloso, the drink? Algorithm. Jake, your algorithm is... I saw Instagram's offering a... I think they have a thing where you can reset your algorithm. Would you ever, or do you think it's in a good spot?
No, I like mine. It's pretty good for the most part. Every now and then I'll get, have you ever seen that content of those guys who just throw a football shirtless with cowboy hats?
I think I have seen several. Yeah.
Do you actually know what I'm talking about? It's like two guys. It's the always
Montana boys. Are they being hot or funny?
They're being hot.
Oh, probably.
Yeah,
so not that my algorithms, hot guys.
Yeah, I get shown that.
I
every
do.
Now and then.
I do have weird algorithms where I like hate watch a guy, or kind of like curious watch a guy, and they start pumping me with them. Like I'm on this algorithm with this guy, this regular strange dude who lip syncs, and I just keep getting every time I see him, I pause because I'm like, is he being serious? Is he messing with me? And now I just get fed his videos.
I love content like that. If I ever find myself like, wow, I've stopped and watched his last videos, I'm like, you've earned it, bud. I'll still him a follow. So every now and then there's certain guys who are so cringe that I just follow them and I legitimately enjoy it now.
Love it.
Ellen DeGeneres was one.
Right.
I got this little cowboy Christian guy in Nashville named Cam that I follow. He does an outfit of the day.
Oh, I follow. Cam's in my algorithm.
Yeah, so he does a...
He has the skinniest waist of anyone I've ever seen. Which is
funny,
weird.
Of all the things you could nitpick about him and his content.
Hold on, pause on Cam. Katie's calling. Okay, what'd you think?
That's not real.
That's not real?
That's not real.
Oh, you're just jealous you can't do it.
Oh, you think that's what it is?
Yeah, your pelvic... You're going to pelvic floor PT, right?
Yeah.
Where's the floor? I know where your pelvis is.
And where's the pelvic roof?
Where's the floor? How do I raise the roof? Legitimate question. Where's the floor? Is it near your bottom? Or is it near the front?
The floor is just like the
Is it more of just like a metaphor?
It's just like the whole thing.
Hmm.
If you were like dead, if you were bones, could I touch it?
Yeah, is the pelvic floor bone or is it tissue?
It's just like all the things that Thomas is really trying to hang up on you. It's just like all the things that it's not one thing. It's like all of the muscles and everything that's kind of connected down there holding up your insides.
Thomas, can you say pelvic floor?
Say pelvic
floor. I heard it. I kind of got it. Good job.
I heard basic floor.
Okay, so pelvic floor is all of it and the things that are in it all together in the combined.
So what we saw is not
Google it.
You're real? Saying it's not real. That was a
you
joke.
You can't suck liquid up it.
That was not real.
Katie.
I mean, what they had holes cut in all their pants?
I was curious about the pants as well.
I think it was just a muscle thing, right? No?
How would they do that?
I don't know what the floor is.
We don't know. We're asking you. How'd they do it?
That's not real.
Oh, is it CGI? Is it AI? Because it looked pretty real.
Do pregnant?
What was the liquid? Really, is that a pregnant girl liquid?
Good question.
A pregnant girl liquid?
No,
postpartum,
not like that.
Liquid.
Like, no. Like, is there a certain drink that you guys get, like, prescribed or something?
Like Tums for a bigger belly.
No.
Hmm. Huh. It's just Riptide Rush. Gatorade.
Gatorade Fierce.
Thomas really likes that
video. Yeah.
I mean, he's never seen anything like it.
Bright purple drink.
Blowing his head.
I understand, Thomas. Hey,
all right. Well, I'll let you watch the video. Just, okay. We just wanted your thoughts. Thank you. Oh, we're talking about our favorite TikTokers that hit our algorithm. Remember Cam, the country boy who has lip fillers
and lip gloss?
Oh, yeah.
And lip gloss, maybe.
I follow him. I love him.
He loves. Oh, we love. Jake loves him too.
Yeah, yeah. Oh, really? Oh, yeah. Thomas doesn't.
Oh, okay. All right. Bye. I love you.
Bye. I love you.
I love. He's my favorite dude. I like. He does a thing where he'll tag
any company. Like,
is this him?
Oh, here he is. Wait, how many followers? Oh, yeah, he's 1.5 million. I mean, he's doing his thing. Oh, yeah, show the one that's rolling right now. Show that. And I just think he's got a 26 ways. Is what I notice most about him. I'm not making fun of him. I just think that's what stands out to me the most for whatever reason.
Out of everything?
You didn't notice that?
There's just a lot more to focus on than the waist size.
I don't know, man.
That's so funny. Yeah, this guy's a fascinating little creature because, I mean, yeah, I, it's embarrassing how much I'm familiar with his content. Yeah, I don't even need to look at it, but let's show the audience. He's a Christian.
No, go back.
He's a Christian guy.
That one right there.
Wearing a Stetson, and he only wants me. Okay, I met
somebody. So, Megan Maroney, one of the you know, hottest stars in country music right now, had a fun little clip on the red carpet. Like, you're single. What are you looking for? He's like a hot country boy. And that's what's best about him is, you know, he's dead serious. He's like, maybe she'll see this and I'll date her.
Yeah.
Which makes it so fun. It's such a good follow.
It's very fascinating because he is in every one of his, so I don't follow him on TikTok, but on Instagram, I don't care which video he posts. Doesn't matter. You click on it. He will have the top three comments. So he's always commenting on his own reels. And he's always commenting like engagement bait, like almost like thirst trapping in the comments. Like,
would you go to church with me?
Yes, yeah, exactly. Yeah. Church with me sounds pretty good. Cowboy emoji.
Should we study Song of Solomon? Tongue out emoji.
I mean, honestly, he's commenting that on his own post. He's like a Christian guy, but all of his content is like, look how attractive I am.
Right.
Let me show you my belt buckle, but I'm going to pull my shirt up to here to show it to you.
Yeah.
Check out my belt buckle. Look at my belt buckle.
Would you go to church to meet? Church outfit of the day. Look at it. Yeah, do a couple more because they're really fun. Go back to his page. I want to.
There's also one song that he likes that One Call Away, One Number Away. Oh,
there's
away.
The one he's shirtless because he's, you know, the guy is hot. He's very fit.
Good morning. Let's take an ice bath. This potentially is going to be really hard. So while I take this ice bath, we're going to do a little get to know me. All right, let's do it. Here we go.
This is my new Ice Barrel 500 cold plunge tub.
Maybe? We even got steps on that thing. Come on. This is going to be bad. All right, here we go. All right.
It's so dang incredibly cold. Jacked.
It ain't bad, right? It ain't bad. It can't be. All right, well. A little bit about me. First off, I am freezing cold right now. My name is Cameron David Payne. I'm 25. I live in Nashville, Tennessee. I love Jesus with my literal whole heart. Like, he is my favorite person ever. I could literally talk about him until the cows come home. I literally love reading. Also, don't call me a nerd for this, but I love playing chess. I'm not very good, but that's okay. My biggest passion since I was literally like 5 years old with a broken arm was fishing. I love to cook so much.
What do you think about the laughing after every sentence?
I love complimenting strangers and just like seeing them and talking to them and saying, hey, it's just amazing. I am certainly not afraid to cry at a good book.
Enough. That's an NPC. That's ChatGPT. Let's test it. And I know I love talking on a chat GPT.
It's like, what are the top things that a girl would want to hear
from a Nashville hot cowboy?
Yes. Tell me the top five things a girl would want. Dude, that, where'd that coin fall out of? You're not doing your pelvic floor enough. Oh, something fell out. Tell me the top five things a girl would want.
My wedding ring just fell off.
Country boy to say to her.
Rolled 12 feet.
Who loves
just a simple life, maybe?
Who loves a simple, God-fearing country life.
Yeah.
One, I put God first in everything I do. Two, you're the only one I want to share my porch swing and sunsets with. Three, I believe in hard work, honesty, and treat my woman like the blessing she is. Four, I'd rather spend my days tending to the farm with you than chasing after anything. Five, let's build a life where we keep faith, family, and country at the heart of it all. Country. I mean, it's just, yeah, again, it's just another iteration of, you know, Ellen DeGenderless or Kev. Just the whole content is like, if he ever finds a girl he likes, what is he going to do? The whole content is like, oh my gosh, here's more about me. Now in an ice bath. Someone please. Okay. This famous girl said she's single. Might as well make a TikTok. What? No sweat off my back.
Have you seen him?
Let's go to church together.
Have you seen him fit check the Bible? These are some of my favorites. So he'll do a church outfit of the day. So like, here's my boots, here's my jeans, this is my jacket, Bible, I have the ESV study Bible. Oh, and the comments are always like, my man just fit checked the Bible.
Fit check, Bible.
Yeah, I think this is the song he uses in like. When I said,
I'm leaving, not coming back. All right. That was just, I know what you're talking about. He's like, the belt buckles from.
Whatever.
Belt buckles. I don't even know where you get those.
I don't even, yeah.
All right, baby, I got a little fit check for you for church. So my pearl snap is from Poncho Outdoors. My belt and my buckle are from Molly's Custom Silver.
It is
my
a small
jeans
waist.
Are the Wrangler Slim Fit Cowboy Cuts Slim Fit. In black. Then in my boots are the Twisted X Ostrich Skin. And then my Bible is the NIV version for men that came from Amazon. Then my prayer journal came from Amazon as well. All right, here's the final fit.
A little spin.
It ain't much, but it's honest work.
I'm sure he's a nice guy. I think he just needs more male friends to tell him to stop.
That is the key. If you see a guy, kind of like, you know, the cart girl, whatever, men, if you ever see a guy and you're just like, what is he doing? What is happening? He needs some friends. That's, it'll happen to any, it doesn't matter who you are. If I just went too long without friends, I think I'd just start, you'd be like, what is Trey doing? What is he doing? Because I get with friends and half of our whole night hanging out is them saying, why did you say that? Stop doing that. We do that to each other. And it really, really helps.
I'm gonna put it out there. Cam, if this somehow got to you, I will be your friend. Yeah, I will help you.
He seems like
a
great guy. He seems like very, I don't think he's lying on anything he's doing. We just need to maybe be like, you know, a little less cute. See,
tone it back. Stop filming your haircuts. Stop wearing lip gloss. And let's just go. Let's just hang out. I'll play chess with you. You like chess. Don't call him a nerd, though.
Would you whoop him in chess?
Yeah, probably.
Yeah, yeah. Are you playing chess a lot still?
I was. The first 8 months of the year, I played every single day. And then something hit, and I was like, I just deleted it off my phone. So I don't know what that says.
I'm done with this.
Yeah, I think it's just a guy thing. It's like, just fully into it. Nah, that's good.
That's good.
Football season.
I got what I wanted out of that. Dude, I'm still taking piano lessons.
Sweet.
I forgot about that.
Yeah. Well, I took a break with Eva, but I went back and it's funny.
You're trying to replace Alan.
Yeah, exactly. I would just want to slowly, and then I'm taking editing lessons. And it's just, you go, and I was just kind of like, yeah, there's a guy, I'm going. And I just do it. And then I'm learning to like read music and stuff. I'm like, do I really need to? I was like, you know what? I'm just going to do it. I'm just going to do it.
I'm like, be patient and do the curriculum.
Because, and then you realize real quick, like, boy, for some reason in your head, I was like, I think if I just buckle down for a few months, mm-hmm. I could see what he can do versus me. It's like embarrassing.
One of those things you're like, this would have been way easier if I did this when I was six.
Yeah, for sure.
I really wish I would have done it when I was six.
I'm sticking with it. I'm going to do it. As no matter what hurdles I cross, if hurdles I come across, the first hurdle was Katie's opinion of it, where she'd be like, Well, while I'm taking her kids, you're doing piano lessons. I was like, well, I think there's an argument. It's kind of work adjacent. Okay. Yeah. And so she's like half supportive. Like tomorrow, we're recording this. We're leaving for the holidays. And she's like, I see on the calendar you have piano. No, cancel that. No. We're going to be trying to get out the door. You're not going to run off the piano. I was like, what? It's kind of my job. She's like, it's kind of not though, right? So cancel it. I was like, I mean, it's fair. It like half is.
Rachel's never complained, but I am at the ready to like defend myself when it comes to playing pickleball. Because it's like, I don't necessarily need to become great at it, but yeah. I think it's good that I continue to play the sport. Maybe get incrementally better. Pick up on content.
Especially when she'll have kids, it's going to be tough. We're like, I haven't played pickleball in 2 months. I do need to play it, right?
I don't know how to write a joke about pickleball. Yeah. It's been so long.
She's like, and then it will take 6 hours.
You remember pickleball.
My friends will be there. It'll be really fun.
It takes all day.
It takes all day. It's like golf. You got to play best of 15.
Yeah. There's a cart girl and the turn.
I'm going to do it. I'm doing it. Something about having kids too makes you, that's what's cool about having kids. And it makes you finally, at least me, do some of the things I put off. Like, I really do want to teach my kids music. I think it'd be a cool thing to like be a part of. And I don't just be like, go do piano. Be like, why don't you? It's like, well, I tried to do lessons and I hated it, so I stopped. But
that's what I'm going to do with vegetables, I think. Your vegetables. What about you?
Do you feel like in your head you're already priming yourself for fatherhood? You're like, I got to start eating some vegetables because my kids will need to.
We'll see what changes come about me, but I'd like to think like, yeah. I mean, Derek, you kind of talked about this. Like,
I sit at the end of the table, so I'm kind of far away during dinners.
You get out of sight. He's
like, hi, don't look at me. Don't look at me.
No, my vegetables look like chicken tonight. Yep. No, I'm eating them. I love my vegetables and ketchup and barbecue sauce. Yeah, we'll see. I'm sure I'll change in a number of ways. Hopefully I do get healthier.
I can't use the threat of like, eat your vegetables so you come tall one day. I mean, I'm a tall boy.
Yeah, they're going to figure that out.
Yeah, I got to figure out some other angle.
They start really asking questions. Derek's like, well, there's some audience that say, you know, maybe the carnivore diet is...
Look at our ancestors.
Dude, carnivore diet's insane. I was trying to be healthy, so I tried to focus on protein, which meant more meat. If you... any diet out there, any diet, I'd rather be vegan than carnivore diet.
Really?
Eating only meat? I don't know if you've eaten a lot of meat
it's
before.
It's just exhausting.
It's so tough. It's brutal. I don't know how people commit to the carnivore diet and only eat meat for every meal. It's so
you couldn't
gross.
Even have a. So can you have a burger, or do you have to take the bun off?
No, nothing but meat.
Oh wow,
nothing.
Yeah.
No ketchup. That's what they're doing. So it's little, it's like animal product, salt, yep. butter. Yep. Okay. Like your meat would have seasonings and butter on it.
Do you ever get carbs that way? Or are you only getting like
no
protein?
It's protein and
protein
fat.
And so iron.
Fat's your energy.
Fat,
I mean, what it would do to your bowels, I can't even fathom. Derek, have you kind of done it before?
I've gone like 60% of the way in, something like that. I've thrown in some of the carbs with it, but.
Oh, it's a lot of meat.
I don't know what I'd rather do, carnivore or vegan. They both sound radical.
I'm game for it.
No. Vegan's not as bad as, if you want to do healthy vegan, it's tough. Vegetables, fruit only, but vegan, you're just like. Pasta.
Oh, that's great.
Bread.
What's that kind of pasta that's
cereal.
Like...
cereal.
It's like slippery...
It's not good for you, but...
Slippery noodles. What I call it. What is this called? One syllable, I think.
Slippery.
They're like somewhat healthier for you. What are those noodles called? Healthier alternative...
Slimy noodles. Single word. Noodles.
I think you know
like
it, and you're not telling me. No, it's a type of... God. Lentils. Is that what they are?
That's not a pasta.
That's not
lentils
it.
Lentils are good for you. They're pretty good.
It's not lentils. Like
big bowl of like pennies.
What is that stuff?
Are they shirataki noodle?
No.
Are you talking of a brand or a...
I don't know. No, it's like a new shape. And man, they're
and
slippery.
And the way the shape makes them healthy?
And I think they're like whole grain noodles. Rachel got them for me one time. And I really remember they were
noodles?
So slippery.
I need better adjectives, I think.
I said slippery, small, healthy. Man. All right. It doesn't matter. I'll text Rachel.
Text Rachel. Because healthy noodle, it's got to be the brand name, right?
Probably. Say, recording the podcast now. What's the name?
She feels like a chickpea girl. Are they Bonza? Banza?
Could be.
B-A-N-Z-A?
I shouldn't have brought it up. I move on.
This is, yeah,
this is my bad.
Okay.
I'll figure it out.
Ramen.
Oh, that's what it is.
That's rice. Oh, rice.
Oh, what are those, rice.
What's that pasta? They're really, really
it's,
tiny.
It's the first Chipotle bowl. It's the first option.
Rice. Okay, we're almost at time here, huh?
About that time.
Let's wrap up with what would be a good way to end. No, we're not there yet. You guys do Christmas cards?
We haven't yet. I mean, Rachel. I feel like if you don't have kids, who cares? Just my face is half of it.
You talk about feeling old. You're starting to see your Christmas cards increase. You know, you get our friends, family of four.
Yeah.
Merry Christmas. And you're like, wow, we're that age, huh?
Yeah.
Huh. And like, Katie, you ever going to do this? You think Katie would ever do Christmas cards of what you know about her?
Rachel texted back.
Bonza.
Orzo. She said it was chickpea. You know what? It was chickpea orzo.
Okay, I was kind of, orzo is.
What's orzo?
It is a. Is a form of pasta.
Okay, noodle.
Shaped like
different
a large
shape.
Grain of rice.
Does it say slippery anywhere you're seeing?
So here's the confusion. The one she got is chickpea orzo. So chickpea pasta, because what is pasta?
Pass.
Because I feel like there's a fundamental misunderstanding.
Go to the next. Go
next.
Do an easier
okay,
one.
Okay, an easier one. So, pasta, at its fundamentally, is the same thing: flour, eggs.
Okay, got it.
And the rigatoni, spaghetti, bucatini.
Same
those
ingredients.
Are the shapes.
Yeah. Yes.
Orzo is the shape of the pasta.
Okay.
And the way it was healthy is because she got chickpea orzo instead of being made of. Just flour and egg. I guess they supplement it with chickpea, so it's quote unquote healthier,
more organic potentially.
And orzo is a fun little shape of pasta, kind of looks like rice.
And boy, is it slippery!
And it's slippery.
Good luck.
Good luck. It's like, man, can I use a spoon for this?
Can't get away from this. Yeah, the chopsticks were a bad choice. Chickpea orzo.
Yeah, I know. I guess we need to do Christmas cards at some point. Which reminds me of the picture day bit that I want to play at the top of the Patreon episode. Let's get into it.
Oh, let's do it now.
Okay.
Here we go. Patreon.
Let's move into it. Thank you guys. Hope you always have a great Christmas season. Patreon.com/TreyKenny to keep listening. You can gift it for the holiday season. Love you guys. Talk to you next week. Let's keep it going. Peace.
Correct opinion.